Welcome back, everybody. Happy Friday night, evening, tomato, tomato. Welcome back to another episode of Dad, You're Wrong. I am your host, Cameron Farmer, along with my co-host, my mother, Shayla, who's going to be our moderator tonight. I also got my boy, Jaden, right here. That's my brother, by the way, for those of you that don't know. And my dad, I'm not going to hit you because you probably take the keys to my car. Can't do that. But I'm going to shake your hand. How you doing?
Good to see you.
Awesome. All right. For those of you that are new, welcome. Talk about all things sports. And let's get down to business. Mom, what do we have on the plate tonight?
Well, tonight, we're going to kick off. The question I have is, what are your feelings on Miami's loss to Boston in game 5?
Dad, you go ahead and start. Because I can tell you have something on your mind. No, you know what? Don't answer that. Jaden, I know you got something.
Go ahead.
It doesn't matter.
All right, that's fine. All right, go ahead, Dad.
Go ahead.
My thoughts on game 5?
Miami's lost.
How do you feel? Miami's lost, Dad.
Miami's lost on game 5. I'm going to be honest with you. Boston came out and smacked them in the mouth. Facts. Miami did not respond. So now here we are, Miami with a loss, and the pressure surely on their and squarely on their shoulders in game 6. Miami's in trouble. That's my thought.
All right.
Jaden.
First of all, okay, yeah, they lost, and yeah, they got smacked, but I mean, we got to give it, give it to Boston. You know, they came out, you know, like you said earlier, they smacked them in the mouth, and Miami didn't punch back, so they went down that game, so it's 3-2, but they're going back to Miami. Jimmy Butler's not going to have 2 bad games in a row. Bam's not going to have 2 bad games in a row. Gabe Vincent's going to be back. That was a really key piece. Gabe Vincent, he didn't play game 5, so Gabe Vincent, he'll be back. And he averaged like 17.5 points, so they needed that. So they'll be back in Miami. But Miami's going to be buzzing. The Stars going to be out in South Beach.
It doesn't matter. Everything is predicated on the defensive end. If you noticed in Miami's first 3 wins in the series, defensively they played very well. Their defensive efficiency was top notch.
Yeah, they played, but the last two games, Miami cannot score on offense.
Everything is predicated upon defense.
Dad, we get it. I even said Miami's the best defensive team in the playoffs.
Okay.
But you can be the best defensive team all day, but if you don't score, if you cannot score on the offensive side of the ball, you're not going to win. In today's NBA, you have to be able to score on the offensive end.
But at the same time, you got to be able to play some defense. That's the problem with the NBA. They don't play defense
anymore. But you said last night, we were watching the game, though, Boston was making tough shots. 3 was going in. Okay. You can't do but so much. But to your point,
they couldn't even keep Kevin Love in the game because he couldn't. He wouldn't manage.
Facts, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Kevin Love averages like 15 minutes.
Did they have defensive breakdowns? Yes. Okay, they did. And when those defensive breakdowns happen, Boston gets an open shot and they knock him down that night. That's cool. They get back to Miami. Come on, Eric Spoelstra, you gonna have him ready? They had 2 games. Very bad defensive games. I think Eric Spoelstra is going to figure it out. Miami's going to come back. They're going to close out the series tomorrow.
You're Miami. You don't want to go to Boston for game 7.
I still think Miami wins in game 7.
I don't think so. I've said it. I think if Miami has to go to Boston for game 7, Boston will run them.
Miami wins game 7. I think Miami wins game 7. Miami shocks the Garden.
Mm-mm. No, Miami is going home and start their offseason early.
I ain't going to lie. Here's why you're wrong, Dad. You're wrong for a number of reasons. I told you yesterday that when Gabe Vincent was out, they gonna feel that. And you said,
"Nah, no, they won't. As long as they got Jimmy Butler, as long as they have Duncan Robinson,
bam." Did he say it like that, Cameron?
Yes, he did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. Okay, nonetheless,
I ain't say that. Don't be telling that.
But look, Dad.
We have listeners on here, okay?
Okay, Dad, but look. You did.
You know what I really want to say.
What?
No, go ahead.
Dad.
Finish your thought.
Okay. Anyways.
Because I'm wrong.
You are, because at the same time, Gabe Vincent gives you like 28 minutes a game, 17.5 points per game. They really miss that secondary, like, scoring punch from him. Humbly speaking, he's the second best player on the team, you know, behind Jimmy Butler. So when Gabe Vincent was out, that I think they really missed his presence. Now, game six is a different conversation because this is the first time since LeBron, Wade, and Bosh that the Heat have actually experienced this amount of pressure, primarily to the 2011 season when they were supposed to beat Dallas. But give credit to Dallas. They came in and got the job done. They won the championship. But I'm going to have to agree with Jaden. If there's any team that can win a Game 7 in the Garden, it's Jimmy Buckets. The last person that won a Game 7 at the Garden, you know who it was? Mm-mm. LeBron James.
That was corny.
Shut up, bro.
That was so
corny. But still.
That was so corny.
If anybody could do it, it's Jimmy Butler. If anybody can rain on a parade, it is Jimmy Butler. Now, again, going back to my point about the pressure. Hold on. Okay. If you're Miami Heat, you must win Game 6. You must win Game 6. But I don't think Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Buckets, you think they just gonna lose 3 in a row? Not taken away from Boston. Give credit to what Boston, you know, like what Jaden said. Give credit to Boston for their defense that they played in the last two games. But you honestly think Eric Spoelstra, who my personal opinion should have been coach of the year at least 3 times in his career, you honestly think that Eric Spoelstra just gonna have them guys willy-nilly in game 6?
But y'all missing the whole
bunch. I'm not missing the no.
There's
no.
A thing called momentum.
I know. I knew he was gonna say something like that. Here we go with that.
Here we go with momentum.
Oh, well, go you ahead. Don't think Boston doesn't have it? If momentum is just, you know, not important, then why is there the pressure on Miami to win game 6?
Because it's, for starters, why wouldn't there be? You were up 3-0.
That's what I said.
Okay, but look, I think they love the pressure. I think they love it.
No, they wanted to win game 4. What are you talking about?
I think they love the
pressure.
Come
on, man.
I think they love the pressure. That I think they love the pressure for real because
no. What do you mean they love? See, no, they don't love the pressure.
I did not say that at all. Now
here's why. Here's why I think they love the pressure.
I don't agree with
Miami. Miami.
He's smart. He got off. off the train.
He got on my train first.
Okay. Well, pause.
Pressure.
Anyways,
go ahead. Continue, Cameron.
Miami. We want to talk about dynasties. Let me finish my point. Y'all not letting me talk.
Go ahead, Dan.
I'm not saying Miami Heat is a dynasty. I am not saying that one bit. But within the last, within the last decade, 2010 to 2020, Miami has been a fairly underrated team. I say that because when LeBron left in 2014, at the start of 2014, did you really think Miami was going to be relevant again after that? No. I don't think anybody did. Miami has built their, what's the word, reputation in terms of winning when their backs are against the wall. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit you that hard. If I could be afforded to remind you... If I can be afforded to remind you of a game 6, San Antonio Spurs against the Miami Heat, Ray Allen hits the shot. Their backs was against the wall because San Antonio came and did their due diligence. They won a game in Miami. They came back and won. Well, it was up 2-2. But still, they won a game in Miami, but then Ray Allen hit that shot. If we want to be honest, if Ray Allen doesn't make that shot, the Miami Heat loses that game. Hear me out.
They're all retired.
Who all retired? Okay, yes, but hear me out. I'm saying Miami thrives better, even more better, when they're under pressure. They were under pressure because, I mean, granted, they won that finals, right? That 2013 finals. But even though they lost the 2020 finals to LeBron, if we want to be honest, under pressure, if we want to be technical, I think they get the job done tomorrow. And if they lose tomorrow, God forbid, I think they get the job done in game seven. When Tuesday? Monday? So if you ask me,
Game seven will be Monday night.
Monday night, yeah. So if you ask me, I think Miami likes it that their backs are against the wall. Their backs have been against the wall the entire season.
Now, I ain't say all that.
Their backs have been against the wall. Nobody expected them to be here.
Exactly, because they came into the playoffs as underdogs already.
But
listen, if you walk into Miami's locker room right now, that hey, do y'all want to be the Pistons right now, or y'all would y'all rather want to win the series already?
Okay, I'm sure. Yes, you want the series to be over, but at the same time, I'm sure they would say, oh, but you got to give Boston credit. They came in, and Jimmy Butler said that, Eric Spoelstra said that. But at the same time, I think they like the position that they're in, because now that Boston has won two. Everybody's starting to shift, like you said, that momentum. Everybody is starting to shift their momentum and their focus toward, oh, Boston's going to come back. Boston's going to come back. They ain't talking about Miami no more. Because a week ago,
I'm actually going to agree with you in the sense that Miami has been and had their backs against the wall essentially the last 2 months of the season just to even get in the playoffs.
They lost to Atlanta.
So, in a quote-unquote back-against-your-wall scenario, I don't necessarily think Miami likes it, but Miami has shown to be able to handle it.
I think they like it.
After they lost to Atlanta in that first play-in game, they won a must-win against Chicago, right?
Yeah.
At home, and they handled business. Right?
Right.
Yeah. So, but it's a little different now because you're in a series where you were the prohibitive underdog, but you were up not necessarily 2-1, right? You were up 3-0. You were up 3-0, right?
I do think
3-0.
My bad.
At home, right? 3-0 at home. You didn't get it done. Go to Boston. Boston, with their backs against the wall, they came out and swung, right? So now, game six is going to be very good to see, one, just how Miami is going to come out. I know the absence of Vincent, that's a big deal.
It's a very big deal.
But
trying to warn you.
Well, you got Lowry. Lowry's got to step up.
He is an offensive liability.
Let me finish. In game five, there was no contribution from Lowry and Strus. There was none. Game six, because in game five, I think the two of them combined for 9 points.
Yeah,
let them have 9 points. Tomorrow night.
And Jimmy was off.
They're going to lose. If Lowry and Strus have 9 points combined between the two of them tomorrow night, there's a game seven. You can book that. You understand?
Or Jimmy just goes off for 55.
Well, he would have to do that.
But
he would literally have to do that.
But the camera's
You're going to need more than 14 from Jimmy Buckets. You're going to need a little more than 14 and 9 points between Lowry and Strus together.
You're right. Because the games they won, all those, the role players were a big part of those wins.
Yeah.
I mean, but to Cameron's point, though, I do think that with Miami, that's our dog. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, no, that is our dog. He's a big fan. He's telling y'all to tune into our episodes for real.
But with Miami losing those last two games, I do think it does put a sense of urgency back in the locker room. So I think they get it done. I think they get it done in Miami.
I think they get it done. Yeah, same here. I think they get it done in game six. Coach Spo's gonna have them ready.
Okay.
I do hope Gabe Vincent plays. I think he'll play. But then again, it is a left ankle sprain.
He'll play.
So, you know, hopefully everything will work out. But I personally don't want to see Boston in the finals. I really don't. I want to see Miami in the finals.
Okay.
I would like to see them in the finals, so to speak.
All right. So, you guys ready to go on to the Next topic?
Yes.
All right. Would you consider Denver the favorite if they played Miami in the NBA Finals? So now we're talking about the Nuggets title berth.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
We got to do the one word answers, bro.
Hear me out. I said, well, I mean, when you get your own podcast, you make your own rules.
It was not pretty that fair.
Yes and no. Yes, from the offensive end, because who's going to guard Jokic? No. I take that back. That's a rhetorical question. Who's going to stop Jokic? Bam.
No. You can't stop him.
You can't stop Jokic.
You can only hope to slow him down.
You can only, yeah, at least limit him. But no. No from the defensive end. To Jaden's point from the previous question about the Celtics and all of that, Miami is the best defensive team in the playoffs. Hands down. But you have to give it to the Nuggets. They are very resilient. They are very persistent. And just because they're down 10-plus, that 10-plus lead... That, like, if Miami were to have a 10-plus lead in the game against the Denver Nuggets, that 10-plus lead can be shortened down to a 5-point lead in the span of 30 seconds.
And I mean, it's basketball.
At the same time, like, it's Joker, Jamal Murray, Caldwell Pope, who's been having a great year shooting from three. You have Bruce Brown, who has been a terrific six-man. Aaron Gordon... he's had his games, his moments, rather. But he's a great presence on the defensive end. Who else do you have? Jeff Green, a great veteran, a voice in that locker room. I'm surprised he's still playing that long. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I mean, but okay. I don't know. I think if Miami plays Denver in the finals, Denver's gonna win because. If you look at Denver's roster, man, what's really brought them this far is the depth. I mean, yeah, Joker's dropping like 30 and 15 and 10 and 9. Then you have Jamal Murray who can explode for like 35 by himself. But it's how Denver is when they're not on the court. Yeah.
Parker, we know you're excited, bro. We know you're excited, man.
He just want to play.
He just wants to play for real.
But that depth, I think that gives him the step over Miami. Do I think Miami probably the best defensive team they'll play in the playoffs? Yeah, but I think this is Denver's year, man. I don't see anybody really. Now does Boston have a
better chance?
I think there are better matchups with Boston. I would be more comfortable with.
That's the word, matchups. I think the matchups are key.
I would say that, but Malcolm Brogdon,
I think Denver's the favorite. I mean, you look regular season. I mean, if you just want to look at regular season, Denver beat both Miami and Boston regular season. So, and Denver having home court, obviously the factor of altitude. You just gotta plan for it. It's a mile above sea level, as everybody knows, and you have to be somewhat conditioned to be able to maintain the pace that Denver runs, especially when they're at home. LeBron said it himself: when you're in Denver, yeah, you want to go like you normally do, but you're gonna find out you're winded quicker
because of the altitude.
Because of altitude.
Wow.
So I think Denver being at home. Denver's the favorite. I think Boston gives Denver a much more, I think, in my just my opinion, competitive series. I think if it's Miami, it may go five.
But I think the altitude thing, does it play a factor? Yes. But not to the extent that I think it's like a game decider. I don't think it is. Because, I mean, if you think about it, this is really Denver's first time in the finals.
Denver was 34-7 at home.
Okay, but I'm talking about the amount of time, all the seasons they had while they were in Denver.
Best homework in the NBA outside of Memphis.
Okay, but I'm not talking about the record at home. I'm talking about all those seasons, all the past seasons,
where teams have come into Denver and beat Denver. Like, I don't, okay, yes, to an extent, does the altitude play a factor in your respiratory system? Yes. Right? You get winded faster, your stamina, blah, blah, blah. But come on now. Like, plenty of teams have come into Denver and beat them.
Yeah, but not in the playoffs.
For Denver, for
this. Denver lost at home in the playoffs?
Yes.
Denver's lost at home in these playoffs?
Oh, not in these playoffs.
Ooh, no.
Not in these playoffs.
The only time, I mean, the only arguments, that was when, like, Joker was young, Jamal Murray was younger. Like, but this was a team led by Wilson Chandler.
But okay.
For real.
But at the same time.
Where is he?
When you're, but regular, that regular season is one though. Thing, playoffs is another, and now you're stepping it up a notch in which you're actually in the finals.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in the finals. So in the finals, it's a different animal in the finals. I get it. But Denver's home. Denver's rested. They beat the Lakers win on Monday night.
Yeah.
And if you're Denver, you're hoping that Boston and Miami go 7. Because
I don't like that.
The winner, okay, game one is Thursday night. Game 7 will possibly be Monday night. You're going to get on a plane.
Monday, you're going to think of it.
If game 7, Miami and Boston will probably be Monday night.
Thursday.
No, what?
That I'm game it would be no later than Sunday.
If there's a game 7.
It would be no later than Sunday.
If there's a game 7.
They're not 3 days off.
Boston and Miami play tomorrow, which is Saturday. They're not going to play Saturday and turn around and play Sunday.
I forgot. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
Stop. Forgive Jaden, everyone. Jaden has fog. He's got fog in the head.
I wasn't thinking shit, y'all. I forgot.
We know. Game 7 will be Monday night.
You got it.
If necessary, game 7 will be Monday night at 8:30.
Yes, Dad. Yes, you're right.
So then, the winner, Boston and Miami, if indeed there is a game 7, have to turn around, fly to Denver for game 1 of the finals, which will be on Thursday. So Denver would have not played for 10 days.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that's a full. I don't think that's.
And personally, I don't think too much rest is good.
That's what I was going to say.
You can be in practice every day.
Miami
every day. I don't care. But too much rest when you're not in an in game environment like we saw last night. I personally. If there's any team, what other teams do you know other than Boston and Miami wouldn't want to come in and spoil Denver's parade? We got the 2-time MVP, the conference finals MVP, we got Jamal Murray, so we're going to just win. And that's great. But I've learned that in watching the playoffs my entire life, too much rest is not good. As a matter of fact, it could be a hindrance.
Yeah.
And you're getting 10 days. That's really a mini offseason, if you want to be technical.
How long is the regular offseason?
I'm sorry. I'm drinking my water sponsored by Callaway Blue. I'm just playing.
You are not sponsored, y'all.
Shut up. I said I'm kidding, bro.
Yeah. So what's
Callaway Blue, call Cameron. Don't call me.
Relax.
What's the length of a regular offseason? You said 10 days off is... like a mini off season.
So typically the NBA their off season.
It's well, like
they're
2 months.
Can I finish?
Sorry.
Me. Well, so the NBA, how it's structured, right? Like, I was like, I knew you was gonna look up when you did that. Anyways, their season, like the actual season for the NBA postseason ends like mid June.
Oh yeah.
So okay. Then like you have the rest of June, July, August. Training camp starts in September. Preseason starts like mid October, and then the actual season starts like towards the end of October.
That's great.
So like, but it was nothing. It was nothing compared to what happened like 3 years ago when they were in the bubble, and that ended like in what, October, and like they had to come up. They had to come back from like a month off. Like they had like a 1 month off season. And came back and played like 72 games.
Wow.
10 games shorter than the actual regular season length.
Yeah.
Which is 82. But yeah, I don't think. And like I said, I mean, Michael Malone, he's doing a good job of keeping, you know, practicing with them, you know, keeping them in shape and stuff like that. But I don't. I personally don't think the NBA finals should start literally in June.
When do you think they should start?
I personally think the NBA finals should start at least a few days after the well, no, never mind.
Yeah, I'm please bad. Think about what you're going to say.
Never mind.
Please think about what you're going
to Shut
say.
Up, bro.
No,
Because, I mean, that's at the same time, you got... But I'm thinking about Denver, because at the same time, Denver is resting all of these days. The last time
they... Well, they swept. They did what they were supposed to do. They handled business.
When you handle your business, you get all the rest.
But all the rest don't mean, like, getting so much rest isn't necessarily a good thing, though.
Okay.
You could be complacent and like, oh, dang, I forgot. I got a game.
That's where your coaching comes in.
I'm pretty sure
these 10 days off, I'm pretty sure Malone has those guys. Like, they're well balanced.
They're normal practice rhythm exactly. and all that
they're
stuff.
They're not sitting around
yeah, absolutely.
And waiting for the series to be over. They practicing, probably got a few weights and stuff. But
Exactly.
You know.
So
I also want to talk about one thing. For the last 5 minutes, Michael Malone says something that really, really stuck out to me. And I'm sorry, this is kind of off topic, Mom. But please,
educating me.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah, that's good. How do you all feel? And for those of you that know, I also have another podcast, respectfully, so I will also be talking about this as well. How do you all feel about the media still talking a little bit about the Lakers, right? And pertaining to Kyrie Irving and his offseason, you know, free agency, and the finals haven't even started yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you have all, you know, the medias and things of that nature. Not saying it's a bad thing, but, like, you have the Denver Nuggets doing something historic, Nikola Jokic having a historic year, historic postseason, Jamal Murray coming back, his bubble self, you know, mm-hmm. probably better than his bubble self. You got the Boston Celtics, Miami Heat, yet we're still talking about the Lakers. I could see LeBron in a sense because he's played 20 years, he's dominated the league for 20 years, and when he says I have a lot to think about his retirement, obviously that's going to like be the headline for a while, for a long time. But when they talk about Kyrie Irving, and, like, when they talk about the Lakers, like, Anthony Davis and it's all that, like, how do y'all feel?
Easy. It's the Lakers.
Just because of that? Just because they're the Lakers. Lakers?
Yeah.
It's the Lakers. The Lakers is the NBA. Like, Dad says all the time. The NBA wants typically your LA teams and your New York teams to be good, right?
Yeah.
And it's the Lakers won 17th final championship. And you got to think about it. Like you said, LeBron, 20 seasons in the league. Is he going to retire? He's not going to retire. AD really underperformed in the conference finals. What are they going to do with him? You know, Kyrie. If Kyrie comes back, if they find a way to get Kyrie on the roster, does LeBron come back? You know, or you know what I'm saying?
Do you think that the Nuggets should feel some type of way?
No.
When they're like, well, like, we're doing all these amazing things, yet we're talking about.
But they do give them their flowers, though.
But when they're playing, like, the last two days, right?
Hear me. What's there to talk about? They haven't played in 10 days.
Well, I mean, at the same time, like, you just talk about, I don't know, you just talk about, you know, Michael Malone or, you know,
But there's so many questions around the Lakers organization.
Right. Once again, it's the Lakers. Like Jaden said, it's the Lakers. Pretty much, unless you live in Denver,
you're not going to hear too much about the Denver Nuggets.
People really don't care about Denver.
Yeah,
that's really sad. I don't care about them, but like, still.
But granted, to your point, you being a true NBA fan, you appreciate what Denver has done.
Not really.
We know.
Not really.
Okay. Well, you were talking about.
No. Y'all got to realize I'm a Kawhi Leonard fan. So they sent my boy home.
Well,
in like seven games,
they should have.
And they lost. Why would you say they sent him home?
Why would you say that?
But it's the Lakers. It's the Lakers. It is
have?
The Lakers. And LeBron, who is the face, he's still the face of the NBA. If he even remotely says the R word, which is what he did.
Sound the alarms.
Let me finish my point,
and I'll let you finish. Kyrie Irving, of course, he's coming up because Lakers management, they heard what LeBron said.
Yeah.
LeBron, quote, I need to think about it. What that means is, okay, the roster as it's currently constructed will not work. I will walk away unless you get me some pieces so we can compete for championships.
He did say that.
That's
he
what
he did say that.
And
yeah.
We heard, okay, I'm thinking about it. I may retire or think about retirement. There's something I got to think about. No, what he was saying is, look, management.
Yeah.
The roster as we have is not good enough to win championships. Therefore, you need to go get me somebodies that will help me get to where I need to be.
I don't think. Yeah. Same here. I didn't get the vibe that he was retiring because he's tired.
No, he's not.
I don't think he's tired. I think he's still.
It was a veiled message to management.
Yeah. Because it's like, but
he's tired of playing with bums. That's the thing.
Ever since he went
to LA, the roster's really now, been
booted. D'Angelo Russell.
Don't even say that.
No. Here, I think he probably fits the bill when you said he was a bum. Not saying like that.
Probably
like,
he does.
No.
He's a bum.
Because, I mean.
How you get drafted by the Lakers?
And then
you don't do anything.
They ship you somewhere.
Yeah, that's crazy. And they bring you back, and then you still don't do anything. Like, come on, man.
Right. Come on, man. That's very true.
Los Angeles.
Nah, bro. You're a bum, bro.
So on that note, Cameron, why don't you give the final wrap-up word. The final wrap-up word.
Say that three times fast.
Final wrap-up word for this episode of That You're Wrong.
Obviously, when it comes to the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat, we have difference of opinions. Jade and I think that Boston or Miami will get it done in Game 6. If they don't get it done in Game 6, we do think that they will get it done Game 7. Dad thinks otherwise, and that's totally okay, because at the same time, Boston is a lethal environment in Game 7. Jason Tatum dropped 51 on the 76ers, so that we all know how that goes.
They should have lost that series.
They really should have lost that series, but
they didn't.
Nonetheless, they didn't. When it comes to the Denver Nuggets, we feel like they will be the favorite. I gave yes and no opinions, but Jaden and Dad said yes, they will be the ultimate favorite, which is normal. I mean, they've been the ultimate favorite for everything in the entire, for the last 2 months or so. So, but then also yes, with the Denver Nuggets. We feel as if they don't get as much media airtime because, especially being in regards to the Lakers, because it's the Lakers, they're probably, if not one of the most issue-prone organizations in the world. So, other than that, we thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Be sure to drop or take a listen to this. Take a listen to this episode tomorrow at 7 a.m. This episode will drop tomorrow on Spotify and Apple Podcasts at 7 a.m.
Which is Saturday,
May 27th. So Saturday, tomorrow, May 27th, tune in. It'll be a blast. And again, thank you guys for being a part of this. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Mom? Like
nope. That? Great right. Episode.
Jaden, you good, bro?
I need to slow down when y'all talk.
Shut up, bro. Dad, you got anything you want to say? All right, this is Cam Farm signing off. Thank you guys for tuning in for another episode of Dad, You're Wrong. We'll see y'all next week. Love.